episode 180 of Game Over Nation. I'm your host, Javi Rodriguez. With me this week is Ryan De La Rosa.
Just squidding it up, y'all.
Dylan Rausch.
Recording from the inside of an oven.
And last but not least, Gabe Philbin.
Yeah, I don't know. Probably least.
I'll be quiet. I'll be quiet then.
He's being quiet because he's also recording from the inside of an oven. And he needs to conserve air.
Yeah, even Derek, who lives in an apartment that only has like a west-facing window, so gets sun like a lot of the day right now, walked into my apartment and went, yeah, it's pretty hot in here.
Yep.
It's like, oh god, am I just so used to this garbage?
Yes.
Like, oh my god, there was this beautiful moment at the end of the 4th of July when it was like 3 a.m. and it was just me and Javi in his apartment, and I'm just lying there, I'm just like, Javi, I'm cold. This is the most lovely thing I've ever felt in my life. I'm so cold.
Just being cold.
It feels good to be that cold.
It does. Ice cold, man. Oh, god. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's been hot. It's been really hot.
The heat of the night.
Yeah, we got, I got an answer for that in my, built into my house. Central air, it's pretty baller.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it's been fucking hot here. But we have countermeasures.
But you know how to deal with it.
Yeah. Well, it's not so much deal, it's just my house is made to not. It's like when people say, oh, you can't drive in ice. No, they salt the roads. Well, it's not that I can stand the heat any better. It's just that I have air conditioning. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's nice.
Pretty cool. It's pretty cool. I like it. I like having it.
Ryan, what did you play this week?
Oh, man, what did I play? I played a fuck ton of Splatoon yesterday.
Woo woo.
All right,
we'll
put that on.
That would be Sunday. I've been wanting to play it. It's just I had a lot of time Sunday. So I just sat down. I was like somewhere, like I think I had just hit level 8, and I really wanted to get to where I could play ranked matches, which I have not done yet, but I am level 10 now. I got it to level 10, but I haven't played any ranked matches because I was just having fun with the normal ones. And then I played through the first two bosses of the single player. First two bosses? Maybe? Yeah, just two bosses. Played through two bosses. Of the single player, so that was cool. That gets kind of neat. I get like it's fun. The single player, I was surprised at how fun it was. But yeah, I played a shit ton. And I I think I play better when I don't play with the two of you. I don't know.
Like I'm there getting all the kills.
I was having fucking baller games, man. I was doing really well all day yesterday. I was definitely way in the plus on wins versus losses, which I guess sometimes is just catching the right team, but it was going well. I was having a really good day. And got some new gear, bought some stuff from that creepy guy in the alley.
what's you mean his name? Gabe?
Yeah. what is his name?
Isn't it like Urchin or something?
Something like, yeah, is that, which is fucking a little on the nose. I don't know. I'll run over there right now and say it's still on the TV right now. Spike.
Spike. Because you look
Spike.
Because he looks like an urchin.
Uh huh. So I played a lot of that yesterday and had a really good time with that. I'm still like that. It's a really fun game.
Sounds real good.
Yeah.
I feel like I've missed like a few maps that have come out.
Yeah, there's some new stuff. That's really cool.
There's
like
a new
been...
mode now, too. New
oh,
rank
yeah.
mode.
Oh, yeah. There's the new, the one that's like the TF2.
The tower.
Yeah. Or like getting the cart there, whatever it's called.
Yeah, the payload.
Yeah,
it's like
yeah.
It's like payload in TF2.
Yeah. But I haven't, I think that was the one that was up yesterday. It might be up right now. I haven't played a ranked game yet, but I'm kind of, that was one where I was kind of wanting to play with you guys, because it seems like something where you'd need a, you know, people that you know a little bit more.
Assuming we get put on the same team.
Right. Yeah.
Wait, there's no parties?
Nope.
No.
Oh.
It's like just you can join your friends, but then it doesn't guarantee that.
That was my complaints with I think Smash Brothers was there was no way to play friends together online.
Right.
In Brawl?
Yeah. No. Yes. Mm-hmm. What's the latest one?
The latest one is the Wii U one. You can play with your friends online.
And not against other people online.
Oh. Oh.
And then not as the 8 or whatever. You can't play the 8s.
Oh yeah, the 8 doesn't mode. Have a 8 player Smash is all local.
Well, 8 player sucks anyways.
Yeah.
You suck. Let's see. I played a little more Elite. I think that might be it. Yeah, I just got a real Splatoon kick yesterday, and like that's what I've been doing while we were waiting for Javi to start recording. Like that's what I've been doing is playing more Splatoon. Yeah, and Rocket League comes out tomorrow, so I'm looking forward to that.
Yay.
Yeah. I asked Gabe, guys know when the PSN updates?
I think it's probably around like midday.
It's usually Tuesday nights.
Tuesday nights?
I thought so.
It'll be out like by the time you get home on Tuesday, Ryan.
Okay. Because, yeah, that's a game I want to spend some time with. So.
Yep. And it's PlayStation Plus, which is neat.
Yeah. I think that's... I made some more beer over the long weekend. I watched some fireworks. Man, there was this little fucking kid out there who...
My least favorite.
Yeah, who was definitely... Like, that kid is going to probably end up in jail. Like, at this 4th of July party I went to. Not just by how much of a little shit he is.
So what you're saying is the system works.
Right. He was like... He kept fucking running up real close to the fireworks people were lighting. And, like, almost daring himself to get injured. And then, like, he gets a hold of one of those long-stem lighters. Mm-hmm. And he's over by the box of fireworks, like, flicking it. Like, holding it up to the box and, like, turning it on. And he was one of those kids where, like, he knows when he's doing something. He definitely was doing it on purpose and knew that he shouldn't be. Because I was probably 20, 30 feet away from him. I went, hey, what are you doing? And he like, stopped. Like, he wasn't looking at me or anything. There was no indication that I was talking to him. I could have been talking to anyone. He just, like, drops it and, like, looks around and, like, looks at me. I'm like, you little shit.
I wasn't up to anything.
Yeah, I went over there and took it away from him. He got it back, like, 10 minutes later. I finally went and got the owner of the house. I was like, dude. Get that away from that kid. He is going to hurt somebody. Fucking kids, man.
Yes, that reminds me. So, like, this, we were at this barbecue, and these girls were, like, dumping, like, water on each other and whatever. And then they started, like, squirting water on everyone. And I was like, whoa, don't squirt water on me. But they do it anyways. And then someone waited for one of them to come running by, and then they dumped a whole bucket over her, and she just started bawling. It's
like, wow.
Don't dish it out. You can't take it.
Oh, well, since July 4th just happened, this has a little bit of relevance. My history teacher from freshman year of high school told me a story where he was in England one time on a ferry, and he was, like, up against the back railing, and all of a sudden, he just gets, like, thrown off of it. And he, like, goes into the water. And then, like, when he comes to the surface, there's, like, these two kids there. Like, they're probably, like, 11 or something. And one of them just points at him and goes, and that's for July 4th!
Wow.
I was like, damn, man.
Hold the grudge.
Yeah, that's some hardcore shit.
Oh.
Should have tossed their ass in and say, that's for the tea tax.
Yeah. I'll learn them.
Yeah, the one fatality from fireworks I heard about from this year was, like, the old Gaston guy from Disney World, where, like, I actually, like, read into it, and apparently, like, it was an accident. He wasn't actually trying to light a firework on top of his head. he was holding the thing there, and then, accidentally moved the lighter too close. And then just kaboom. But yeah.
It was the old Gaston?
Yeah, it was the guy who played Gaston at Disney World.
That's dumb.
It's like the people who dress up as the characters.
Oh, you mean not the real life Gaston?
Yeah, not IRL Gaston. I mean, like, guy portraying Gaston.
Right.
IRL Gaston is still fine. Actually, no, he died at the end of the movie. Yeah, don't worry about him.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, 4th of July happened this weekend.
Yeah.
That was fucking dope.
Did you guys do anything? You guys just watched the
fireworks? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We had a thing. My whole weekend was just pretty great. Started with going out with Dal and Fozzie and, like, hanging out. We went to the Crescent with Devin. And
that's weird. He never does that.
No, he never does that. I sang The Reason by Hooba 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 Stank. I then did, what is it, Breakfast at Tiffany's, where instead of Breakfast at Tiffany's, one time I said, fuck Harris Foster. And then Dave Lang retweeted that a video of that, and then 2,000 people have seen me say, fuck Harris Foster at the Crescent now. And I was pretty proud about that.
I would be too.
Yeah, you know, it's a pretty good legacy to have under your belt. And Fo then by the end of the night, when I could barely talk anymore, I decided to do Tom Jones. It's not unusual, which I'm a big fan of doing, but it's really hard when you can barely speak. So it didn't sound too great. I mean, it's me doing karaoke, so none of it sounds great.
Right.
But, like, you know, it really
great
didn't
is
sound
relative. Relative yeah. greatness.
Yeah. And then on Sunday, Javi had a little get-together at his place. And that, I don't know, the 4th of July this year is probably, like, is top S-tier 4th of July hangouts in my book. It was pretty damn good. Like, we watched Independence Day, and, like, we all got real quiet when the speech happened. And then once the speech finished, everybody went crazy and started cheering Planet Earth. Javi was making some dope ass sausages. As usual, that's not a rarity, Javi.
As I do.
Javi makes some dope ass
What's
sausages.
What's a fajita?
And then we went up to watch the fireworks later. And Serge describes the periscope it all while blasting Hulk Hogan's entrance music. Real American. He just has that shit on loop, and I watched the archive Vine or archive Periscope, and it is like inaudibly loud. Like it is so, it is like painfully loud to listen to it. It's just like killing me at work listening to that.
Nice.
It was so funny.
Nice.
And then we watched a lot of wrestling too. Javi was introduced to how dangerous the WWE Network can be. And that was great.
How dangerous can it be?
Oh, real dangerous. We watched wrestling for, like, I don't know, like 5 hours.
Oh, wow. Nobody should do that ever.
Oh, but we did, and it was great. We watched The Beast in the East. And then we just kind of, like, went around the room of, like, going through, like, favorite matches or favorite moments. And it was a lot of fun. I think Javi won with his... I think he blew the socks off of most people. Was it the Kurt Angle Shawn Michaels match from I can't remember what. But hot damn, that was a good match.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was 4th of July. And it was cold in Javi's apartment. It was so great. It was so amazing. To feel that in a residential building right now is the things of dreams.
Can you get like a window unit?
Me, no, because I have like a I have a window that opens like a door, so oh. It like kind of tilts out. So no, I can get like a standalone air cooler unit that you just like plug into a wall.
Build one of those things that you see online where they build it out of like they like drill a hole in a styrofoam chest or something. Like I hear those things work really well.
Yeah, it probably does, but like also real lazy.
It's too hot to build.
Yeah. Well, how am I supposed to do anything when it's this hot?
It's so hot to build that.
How am I expected to work in these conditions? Also, I have, like, nowhere to build that in my apartment because my apartment has, like, barely any room in it.
Yeah. Well, they're made out of, like, little igloo coolers. Like, they're really small.
Yeah.
yeah, I don't know.
I'm sure I could buy a thing that costs like $200, and I was thinking about that, and then I thought about maybe getting a. I was like, I can get that. Maybe I'll get a new like graphics card instead.
Like a Hoobastank box collection.
Yeah, like get a custom Hoobastank vinyl. And then today I was looking at the Blu-ray of Neon Genesis, and I was like, man, I really want that when it comes out, but it's $300.
What is that? What is Neon Genesis? Is this anime?
Yeah.
Oh, don't do that.
Shit, homie. No, no, you don't listen to me.
Don't do that.
I shouldn't expect you to know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
I love anime.
Anime is life. It shouldn't be, though. Shouldn't be.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's a painful experience. But as for games this week, I finished up Her Story, I think, the day after we recorded last week. And yeah, I like that game still, like, pretty much everything I said about that game last week continues into finishing up that game. So yeah, I'd still say check that out. And then I don't think I've done much else other than that, other than last night I started playing Kid Icarus Uprising. Dal let me borrow that 3DS game.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's a good game.
I don't know if I can play it,
though. I don't know. I hate the controls in it.
It's like, I can deal with the controls, but I've got, sensitive ulnar nerves, which are in the elbows, and they connect to your ring finger and your pinky.
You're just saying stuff now.
See, I can't handle portable, games with really bad controls. That's why the 3DS original version was so bad.
Well, so it's like the hold it with one hand styles with the other, and that, drove my, elbows crazy, so I could only play it for, 10 minutes, and I was like, I don't think I can keep doing this. But
wait, doesn't the second analog stick work?
Nope.
In there? I thought it did.
Not on the new 3DS. I, looked in the options, I couldn't find anything for that being the, the camera control. What you can do is make the buttons the camera control, but that really sucks.
No, 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 that's really good.
It's really bad. But yeah, I think that's why I was, kind of excited to play, because I knew that, the controls probably wouldn't mesh well with me, and I was like, oh, a new 3DS, it's got that thing. But no.
That's really weird, too, because wasn't Kid Icarus part of the reason why they released that gigantic, extra thumbstick extension? Well,
so what I think is that maybe I think it works with that.
There is a function in the options for the Circle Pad Pro, and I'm looking at a GameSpot article that says Legacy Circle Pad Pro Games, and Kid Icarus is on here.
I think that I remember hearing that it works, but I feel like maybe it's trying to detect if it's plugged in.
Yeah, and you don't
because the only options I had were analog stick, stylus, and buttons. No second analog stick was presented for that.
Huh, that's kind of fucked up. That it can't. Well,
You're playing a cartridge version, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I think it asks you when you first start it up. Maybe it saves it, but you have to find it somewhere hidden, but I think it asks you when you first start up, do you have a Circle Pad Pro or not? I swear.
Snake Eater detects whether you have it or not.
It might be because it's Dal already played a bit on this, and he said no, so maybe if I can reset it or something, but as of now, it wasn't there. I can look into that more.
You should do that.
I should, because I think the game is fun. When I'm not in pain.
That's a game that I wouldn't mind if they re-release it on Wii U with dual analog stick controls.
Yeah,
I think that would be good.
Yeah. And I think beyond that, that's all I've got. Rocket League's tomorrow.
I'd tell about that.
Finally got my PS4 back, and I've got Ground Zeroes on there now, so I might spend more time with that.
Yeah.
Let's see what's going on there. Hey, Javi.
Yep.
What'd you think of Her Story?
Really interesting concept, and it's fun to get into it. And the only issue I really have with it is that you're never really sure if you're done or if you've found everything, like, or if you have the full story yet. And then, like, the end of the game is basically you get an IM after a certain amount of videos that you've seen, I assume, or time you've been watching. But you get an IM on the computer, and they're like, hey, did you figure it out yet? You can just say yes or no. If you say yes, he's like, all right, log it. Come meet me. Log out and come meet me. So, like, you think, oh, it's going to test you to see if you actually did understand what happened, or you got it. No, you just hit yes and then log out, and then it just starts playing the credits.
So there's like, there was a thing about right. that of somebody asked the developer Sam Barlow, like, how do I know when it's done? And he said, oh, whenever you feel satisfied. And then they responded with, how do I know when I'll be how do I know when I'm satisfied?
Oh, that's up to you.
And like, yeah, that's like the thing of it. There's no like definitive end of it. It's just kind of like from player to player of when do you feel like you've got your own understanding of it.
When have you found your little alien kid to tell you how to handle the Reapers?
Right, but I did a clean sweep. I think I was 3 videos away from having 100%, so by the end you can just type in this code and then it pulls up the next one you haven't watched and then the next one you haven't watched.
Game Genie, so, that motherfucker.
Yeah, so I hit the 100%, and I, even with that, like, I wouldn't have felt like I've seen everything, because everything's still kind of conceptual and like what happened and whether or not this is really
spoilers.
Sorry.
Oh.
Anyways. Anyways,
her.
I don't know.
It's her story.
Mm-hmm. It's not like super clear what exactly happened, but it's I appreciated the game. It just wasn't all that satisfying in the end. It was like, all right, I guess I'm turning this off because of either I'm bored or I'm exhausted, or
I think you meant satisfied.
Yes, satisfied. Like, yeah. That's not really a thing. Like, it doesn't lend itself to that feeling, because right. you don't know if you've seen everything, unless you, I mean, if you've 100%ed it, you get the achievement that says you've 100%ed it, but...
Right. You can keep track of how many things you've seen. There's a archive, like,
it's
database.
Pen and paper. Write it down.
And it lights up, depending on which video you've seen, which one you last saw, and, like, what are still left.
Hmm. Okay, I didn't see that at all.
But... Yeah, it's on the desktop.
Alright, well, anyways, I 100%ed the achievements, and I'm done with it, and it was interesting, but has some issues, I think. But, otherwise, I need to, eat my words from last week about Batman. A little bit. There's the police.
Yeah, they didn't like what you Batman. Had to say either.
Yeah. Yeah, no, all the complaints I had about Batman, I still have. Like, it's still Arkham City on a bigger scale. The tank battles are excessive, you know, and it was way too bleak for way too long. But I don't know if that's fair to criticize it for that, because it really lent itself to the final act of the game where, yeah, I don't want to spoil anything, but I'll just say that it started feeling really good and the story really started picking itself up and being really interesting. I don't know. I mean, it wasn't like high art in writing or anything, but it was kind of fun. Lots and lots of fun stuff was happening with the narrative near that final act, and they played around with all sorts of weird shit. You know, I really want to just say it, but I don't want to spoil anything. So, anyways, yeah, Batman won me over. Like, the last, I've played it like 3 separate times since we recorded last week, and I'm really enjoying it. I 100%ed the story, I finished it, and now I'm just cleaning up the rest of the side missions.
But so. Will Gabe like it?
No.
No. No. I can tell you no.
Just shut up, Gabe.
Anyways, yep.
I think I'll like it, because I really liked Origins. Origins.
Now you can play Lifeless Planet.
Just remember, Batman's the least likable person of all time.
I'd really... I don't like Kevin Conroy's voice in it. I don't like Kevin Conroy's Batman.
You don't like that he's Batman?
I don't like his voice.
Oh what? My god.
It's so fucking stiff and boring.
What?
I think that's just because so I think Batman is boring. But
you just wow. You're showing your age here, Gabe.
Gabe, I think you have much bigger problems than
he's like,
not liking Arkham City.
Yeah. Alfred, basically, I need my Batmobile.
Basically,
I don't think
Rachel's
your friend anymore.
Yeah, and also since like it's basically just gonna be Mirror's Edge 2. Like, that is just what is going to happen.
Faith is voiced by Kevin Conroy.
Yeah. Exactly.
So I can chime in.
I'll cut you some slack in that Kevin Conroy is very, very old, and they don't give him much to do, but, like the most emotional he gets is he yells at people.
Like, animated series may be better. I was fucking bored out of my mind whenever he opened his mouth in the Arkham games.
Yeah. Like, Bruce in the cartoon was, like, a really nice dude. He smiled, you know? He joked around. Batman was always serious. He joked around every once in a while, but, he had a lot more personality than these games let him have.
Well, I mean, these games are taking place over the course of, what, 4 hours, maybe?
Yeah.
Not everyone fills their entire...
I think most kids that grew up in the 90s think that Mark Hamill is the Joker, the definitive Joker, as far as voice or whatever, and then...
Well, yes.
Yeah, and this is Batman, so, I don't know.
Everything about the... Like, that's the definitive Riddler as well.
Yeah.
That green... Well, the green bowler hat and suit.
So, the Riddler in this game is just the worst.
Drive around on this racetrack. It's a riddle.
See, I stopped bothering with the Riddler challenges in Arkham City.
Yeah, but you have to get the real ending. It kind of concludes, but then it basically gives you this one last carrot to go for where activate this protocol once I've finished what's left to do in Gotham. It's like, oh, what does that mean? So I guess you gotta figure it out.
I don't like that at all.
Yeah.
Don't put the real ending behind the stupid...
You have to 100% the game. Yeah. I don't know, but I've been playing that game today, and it's fun, like, trying to 100% everything. And, like, all the objectives are pretty varied and stuff. So,
right.
The Riddler's voice actor and, like, the amount of talking that he does when you're doing anything in his missions is really obnoxious. So, like, he's just constantly talking about how stupid you are and how brilliant he is. It's like, all right.
That's been his thing since Arkham Asylum.
I know.
It hasn't changed once, which I wish it would.
Get it, yeah. Enigma? Get it? Do you get it?
Anyways, if there's any Batman fans out there that were like, fuck you, Javi, last week, well, I can kind of get behind that.
Why is that?
Because it was fun. Batman got really good, especially near the end. The last act was fucking
I didn't
awesome.
Listen to last week's episode, so
I was just like, it's so bleak, there's no personality, like, the only thing that is, the only person that's having any fun in this game is... I spoiled it last week, so I don't feel bad saying it. The Joker.
What? So,
yeah, but, yeah. It kind of, like, flipped on its side. Like, out of nowhere, I just got all this energy. Like, the story and what was happening, and I don't know. Like, but I do think one of the biggest problems with the game is the soundtrack. Because I think that every other Arkham game, including Origins, had a fucking awesome soundtrack. They were always like this kind of familiar riff on like the Tim Burton Batman theme or the Danny Elfman one or alternatively the Hans Zimmer theme. Like they all sounded kind of like them but not quite. This one has no identity. This the most bland Batman music you've ever heard in your life.
Aww.
So it's not very exciting. Like any of the previous games, like main menus are so like epic, like just from the music. And, like, the main menu in this is super lame. So, I don't know. But there's parts where... Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I was going to ask you, so is Arkham Asylum still the best one?
Yeah, of course. Of course. Yeah.
I feel like that game series lends itself well to the whole Castlevania format.
Yeah.
It throttles you perfectly through the game.
Well, it sure did.
And there's so many fucking gadgets now, and so much shit to, like, remember that you can do.
And Kevin Conroy still sounds so fucking bored.
I hope Gabe gets in a bus wreck.
Me too. I was just thinking that.
Yeah.
Sorry, Gabe.
I beat the game, or the main story, I'm like halfway through all the rest of this stuff, and my items, like there's like a wheel, like a circle with all your different gadgets, and there's an empty slot still, and I'm like wondering what the hell I need to do to get that last gadget. Like, I don't even want to start on, like, the Riddler trophies because I don't want to get to one where I need that other gadget. So, I don't know.
Right.
It's kind of weird that at this stage I don't have everything.
Maybe it's given to you with one of the Riddler things.
Maybe. Actually, there is a... That Morgan Freeman character, Fox. What's his name?
Lucius Fox.
Lucius Fox.
Fox Mulder?
Yeah. Yeah, I have to rescue him, and I haven't done that the whole
game.
Spooky
Lucian?
This game really is just rescue everyone, the game. Like, every single ally you have is kidnapped at one point.
Rescue Babs! Get her out of her chair!
Yep. Rescue Robin, rescue Nightwing, rescue Commissioner Gordon, rescue Fox. Like, Jesus Christ. Every single person.
Do you also rescue Poison Ivy?
Yes. And Catwoman. You rescue all the things.
Just because we were talking about the 4th of July, I just opened up the text messages on my phone and scrolled all the way to the oldest one in here, and it was from last 4th of July where I texted Javi, "We will not go quietly into the night." Nice. Yeah. Great.
Anyways, that's Batman. Dylan, what have you been doing?
Not a whole... Actually, I have been doing some stuff. Video games.
Oh?
We played Quiplash, where I was robbed.
Yeah, we did load up Quiplash. I forgot.
Unfairly robbed.
Oh, yeah, we did do that. I forgot. I was
there,
too.
We need to play more. Yeah. We played that for, like, 2.5 hours.
We played it for a while, and yeah, I got there late.
Yeah.
It was great, too.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
I don't think I won once.
Let's see.
Well, after a while, you could tell whose answers were whose because we know each other.
I wonder who had this answer. Spy Kids.
That one wasn't me.
I know. Fozzie worked the system against
us. And everyone
us.
Voted for it. Everyone voted for the one time Spy Kids is mentioned, and it's not me.
Why did they vote for it? I thought if they thought it was you, they'd be like, I don't want that asshole to win.
Yeah, I would have thought so, too.
But we voted for it because we all thought it was Gabe, and it turns out it was Fozzie, and Gabe was the one he was against.
Yeah. He out-Gabed Gabe.
I can't even remember what I put there, but I remember that I thought it was gold, and that I was robbed.
Yeah.
It happens. But, let's see. I played a bit more of the prequel.
Oh, yeah, we beat that.
Yeah, we did beat that.
Forgot to mention that.
I played a bit more because I started the DLC since Gabe doesn't have it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's DLC.
Yeah.
Borderlands.
Yeah. DLC. Yeah.
I played some more of Persona 4 Ultimix or whatever.
Ultimix?
Ultimatix, whatever. That's the fighting game.
I don't know. I was actually questioning. I have no idea. That's what,
I
thought
that's
Ultimix
what it is.
Sounded kind of neat. It's Ultimix.
I don't remember what it is. It's the fighting game.
Right. Speaking of it, you know what we haven't done in a while? The Salty Bet.
Oh, I love Salty Bet.
Yeah, it's
salty
fun.
Salty Bet is great. But anyways, that's basically it.
Nice.
Cool.
Not a whole lot.
Chill.
Well, you know what else there wasn't a whole lot of?
News.
News.
Yeah, it's been a quiet landscape.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's been some, like, little bits of stuff that, but they don't really mean anything. Of like Ubisoft what? Says that they learned from their mistakes in Watch Dogs.
Well, that's wildly, like, that's wildly speculate, then.
And it's like, I don't fucking believe you for a goddamn second. So, that happened. But then, like,
by learn from their mistakes, they mean they didn't put enough really tall tower-like things that you have to climb. So the next one, they're like, we jumped our formula. All right.
We know what we forgot, guys. Here towers. You go.
You can climb now.
They did the racing game, right?
The crew.
The crew. Why didn't they have the crew driving up a tower?
They did.
Did they?
There were radio towers in the crew.
Okay, so you drove up the radio tower and...
You didn't drive up them so much.
Doesn't
they
count
were
then.
Radio towers.
Yeah, you gotta climb shit in their games.
It wasn't like a car on a fucking ladder.
Climb shit or GTFO.
It should have been.
Yeah, now that I said that out loud, maybe it should have been.
It should have been like a puzzly, like, drive up this mountain to this thing, but make it puzzly, I guess. Sure. Yeah. Mountain paths.
But I'd say the big thing that happened, or the biggest thing, was Nolan North just dropping, like, pipe bombs
right.
last week. I'm just like, yeah, this is happening. This is what this is going to be like that no one's talking about.
Wait, what?
So Nolan North was at some convention, had a panel, and he was asked something about Naughty Dog, and he said, well, I know they're working on The Last of Us 2 now, but beyond that, I'm not really sure what's going on there. And then
he was like, oh, Gordon Freeman, yeah, I'm voicing him in Half-Life 3 right now. I've been doing that voiceover for, seems like, decades.
He did not say that, but... But he didn't say he was a voice in Last of Us 2. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he's pretty tight with the Naughty Dog people. He's working there now, Drake and all that. So Last of Us 2, thinking that this is happening now, it's not surprising so much as, it's not.
It's true. Naughty Dog.
Jesus fucking Christ.
What?
There's someone just, like, revving a motorcycle outside.
I couldn't hear it, and now you've ruined everything.
Welcome to our podcast.
Jesus, it scared me.
That's how this podcast works,
Gabe. I'm upset now at Gabe.
Everyone could hear the sirens, so I assumed you could hear this, too.
I couldn't hear the sirens.
Oh, I definitely heard the sirens.
I definitely heard it.
Yeah. Wow.
Didn't hear the revving, though.
Okay. All right, well, the revving will just be white noise. So that's fine.
And then also this conversation.
Yeah, now that this has happened, explaining what's going on. So, Last of Us 2. I remember they, like, said that this is the end of Joel and Ellie's story. Once they, like, finished up the first one. And I hope for God that that's right. I don't want to see, like, either of these characters be the main character of this next game. I want them to just start new. I love Ashley Johnson as Ellie. Troy Baker's great at Joel. But, like, you know, I feel like they could do a lot more outside of this.
Yeah.
I feel like just with what the industry is, they might not be.
That is not the case.
Yeah. And if they have to revisit, then just have Ellie older and by herself, I think.
Yeah.
That would be good.
Gaby boy, tell him.
Word. But what he, Nolan North, also started talking about the Star Wars game that Amy Hennig is working on. And surprise. The game that Amy Hennig is working on, despite being a Star Wars game, is loosely going to feel like Uncharted.
So weird.
It's in the Uncharted universe.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, a really far away galaxy. Far away.
Yeah.
And a just prequel.
El goddamn Dorado on Kashyyyk.
Yep.
But... He apparently was, like, part of, like, the animation work on 1313, that old game that was canceling. He's like, oh, it's not that. It's a new thing. And
Who keeps telling these voice actors these details?
I don't know. I guess, like, Nolan North... I feel like we haven't had any leaks out of Nolan North, like...
In hours.
And well, like, I don't feel like I've heard any news break because of Nolan North in the past. So, you know, oh, this guy's a trustworthy figure, you know. And then I guess it's just no holes barred a fucking convention Q&A. It's just, yeah,
like, nobody's listening.
Microsoft bought Nolan North for billions.
Yeah, it seems pretty legit.
seems pretty legit.
I feel like they're probably gonna reveal Nolan North at E3 this year.
Yeah.
Launch in March 2016. Mm-hmm. Sounds great. But yeah, I mean, Last of Us 2, it's not surprising. I just hope that the setting of it is more is surprising in that it's not the same characters.
Great. In much more interesting news.
Mm-hmm.
There's an article that says the Nintendo NX manufacturing will begin in October, reports.
Yeah, I heard about that. Where are you reading that?
GameSpot.
Okay. That's kind of where I saw, but then I'm wondering, it's really soon? I shouldn't say soon, but is it actually going to be like comparable to what's out now, or are they going to be smart and have it be better?
It's got to be better. Like, they can't re-release.
Are you sure, Ryan?
Yeah, Ryan.
They can't re-release. What's the point in re-release? What's the fucking point in making a new console if it's not better?
Ryan, let's talk about the Wii U.
It was better. It was better than the Wii.
Well,
yes. That's not what we're talking about.
Yeah. Competition, Ryan.
Right, okay. So they have to go one to the next step. Like they
Yes, but they didn't do that last time. So I'm like, are they gonna make the
right,
same
that's
mistake?
That's the whole reason this is happening. Because they didn't do that last time. That is why this is happening.
Right, okay. I don't know.
I think it's the lack of software for the first 2 years.
Right, because of the shitty console they made.
Wonderful 101 is still better than anything that's come out on any of the other consoles.
No one's going to acknowledge what you just said.
I have to.
The NX will not be more powerful than the PS4 and Xbox One. There's no way.
That's what I was wondering. Are they going to...
I don't think it's going to be a step above those, no.
Well, that's what we're kind of saying. Of course it's going to be better than the Wii U.
The Wii U is not the NX's competition.
No.
No.
As for, like, whatever its gag or its gimmick is going to be, who knows?
They're holding it close to the chest so other people don't copy them. I think I said it earlier on the podcast where I hope the gimmick is that it's just a GameCube 2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's what you said last week.
Yeah, because that would be great.
What if they call it PlayStation 5?
just
so that
fuck
no
you,
one
Sony.
Can no one can copy them.
That's true. PlayStation, I mean, I don't think they would have, like, copyrighted it by now, you know?
Yeah. I like the sound of it.
That's it indisputable logic right there.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's interesting. If that is true, then that would align with, like, a next year holiday release, right?
I have no idea how the production schedule. Because,
yeah, that was something else I heard was, like, that was a rumor as well. But, yeah, those things would line up, but that seems so soon.
It does seem soon. At the same time, like, Zelda should be ready next holiday, and if it's going to launch on both, that makes sense.
Right.
I don't know. Hmm. I think that makes sense. And like we said, they did wipe their table clean for the Wii U. Like, there's nothing else on the horizon.
Right.
Other than Zelda.
Right.
So, I don't know. I feel like it's time to strike. Get this thing out.
Strike while the iron is lukewarm.
Yeah, just to clarify, when I said it's going to be better, I meant better than the Wii U. Like, I felt like it'll step them into this generation for real.
I would assume that's the case.
Right. Like, I don't see... But that's why they're doing it, you know? Like,
they have competition that they need to compete with.
Yeah, I thought you guys were insinuating that they were just going to release the Wii U 2 with a new name that might be more lucrative.
Isn't that basically what the Wii is to the Wii? Or the Wii U to the Wii?
That's what the Wii was to the GameCube. It was basically the same hardware in a different package.
Yeah. That's why it was smaller.
Right. Yeah.
I fucking love the GameCube.
Me too.
Wasn't that great? I like Eternal, or what's that game? Charlemagne! That's all I remember from the game. Charlemagne!
Good times.
Sounds like
so, let's just go to questions, because I don't fucking know about any other news this week.
Okay.
Okay. So, starting up. Stone Cold Steve Austin is on the cover of WWE 2016.
What?
Please discuss your favorite memory of Steve Austin, asks Justin Doss.
Beer truck.
I like what you said there, Dylan. Good work.
Kurt Angle I like with the milk truck.
The milk truck, does that count?
Yeah, because
it was yeah, it does, because that was when Stone Cold briefly went even more heel than he was already.
That's right.
I liked when he dropped the steel I-beam on the DX van.
My favorite moment is when somebody throws him a beer from like 70 yards away, and it's like a perfect.
Who is the beer guy out in the crowd?
And it's a perfect throw and like a perfect catch.
Yeah, he always catches that shit.
I want an animated GIF of that on the cover of 2K16.
Like just one of those weird like things where you rotate the box and it travels yeah, like across. A hologram. Yeah.
There was also him playing the guitar and repeatedly saying, "What?"
Or it could be him giving stunners to the whole McMahon family.
The what era was not as good as the previous era.
Booker T is on a furniture commercial for a local furniture store on my TV right now.
How convenient.
Weird.
Can we change the cover to just be Booker T getting stink-faced by Rikishi?
Special edition. Yeah. Or stink face edition.
Stink face edition.
I think showing him and the owner of this furniture store next to each other might be as good of a cover. That's a fucking stupid cover.
Then there was Stone Cold again arrested. That was pretty good. Man.
What?
Wrestling was so cool in the Attitude Era.
It's just as good now.
Yeah. I'm not being silent because I disagree. I don't know. I don't watch wrestling.
You should disagree. You should disagree with what I just said.
Okay. Cool. I disagree with the things that Gabe is saying.
Well, here's something that somebody can agree with you on, Ryan.
Okay.
And Jordan Rotke said, as last week he asked about like beers for a non-beer enjoyer.
Well, we don't agree on everything because he said some things, but go ahead.
He said Red's Apple and Strawberry along with a type of watermelon beer were pretty great.
Yeah. I can get...
I wonder if the watermelon beer was that Hell or High Watermelon.
I don't know.
That one's pretty solid.
Yeah. Yeah, still get out to try... Find a blonde, man. Find a blonde. You'll probably like it.
Wait, what's the question?
Oh, last week he had asked for, like, beers for people who don't like beer.
And you guys didn't answer it?
No, we did.
No, we did.
Oh, okay. I was going to say not an IPA.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
No, we wouldn't suggest that. No, I told him to go find a good blonde.
I wouldn't even suggest that for someone who does like beer.
I told him to go find a good blonde or, like, with summer being here, find the summer ales that a lot of places put out because those are usually pretty good and kind of citrusy. Yeah, give that a shot.
Alright.
Sounds like he found some stuff, though.
Yeah, good for you. What do you think Rocksteady will work on after Arkham Knight? Asked Prototype. I really hope it's not a Superman game, because apparently that's a rumor going around.
Well, they weren't too subtle about Superman and Arkham Knight.
Yeah, and there was like a linked, picture of a screen of Superman, like, modeled and everything.
Like, I wouldn't doubt... Look, the season pass is supposed to be 6 months of content of, like, story missions and shit.
Yeah, so I guess Superman could be a part of that.
Yeah, there could be, like, a take Superman down mission or something like that. That'd be cool.
Yeah, it's just, like, don't give Superman a fucking game. He sucks. No one fucking likes Superman anymore. Yeah,
I wouldn't mind somebody taking a shot at it. Somebody capable.
If someone could do it right, I think it'd be really cool.
So boring.
Well, you also think Batman's voice sucks.
In the games, yeah.
And you like anime, so.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't,
Strike three, buddy.
Gabe, yeah. You made a lot of questionable decisions in this podcast alone.
We can't trust anything.
We can't even get into your life.
Well, then. I will hold my tongue.
See, there's another bad decision that's going to dry out. It's just going to...
You know, I bet the season pass will be better than the pre-sequel season pass. That one was, like, two characters and one, like, actual story mission. I think the other stuff was, like,
you were inspired. You got inspired because of
that. Yeah, but I don't think that was worth a season pass. I'm just saying... I don't like their season passes.
The Borderlands 2 one was like fine. It just it was inconsistent in the mission in the
quality.
Yeah, of like it started like solid, and then got like the writing got better in Torg, but the game like what you actually did was kind of boring. And then I don't even think I played the Hunter Lock thing because I just heard it wasn't great. And then the Tiny Tina DLC was the best one.
Remember that time that we all got the Fortune Hunter pass?
That was before season passes were a thing.
I know, it was a Fortune Hunter pass.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I remember that. I regret that.
I think Javi is the only one who actually got value out of that.
Well, we all got, like, the stuff, and we all used it. It was just, like, what... It was disappointing. Every map pack that came with the Fortune Hunter pack was an old map from Uncharted 2.
All of them. There was the one.
At the end, I think, was the actual...
No, it was one of the first ones. It was where there's a top layer and a bottom layer, and the plane would fly by and shoot up the bridge or whatever.
It was like a hangar, wasn't it? Were you hanging out? Like a airbase or something?
That was
actually part of the game. No, there was a DLC map.
That's right, I played it, so there was no fucking way I bought the DLC.
it was one of those maps, Gabe, where someone was like hanging inside of the wall and could shoot us through it, but like... Like the level was always almost sunset, and there's like jeeps on the top layer, and then you can go down these staircases into the bottom layer where it's all wet, and there's a rocket launcher in the middle. I don't know. I guess
Sanctuary.
I don't know.
Cause that was Uncharted 2. Is it like it has like that hole in the middle? With, like, the, like, pillar in the middle of that?
Hold on. No, not... Sanctuary is the one where it's, like, a temple. I'm looking at that right now.
Oh, okay.
Sanctuary.
Sanctuary is the wrong name. I forget, but there was one in Uncharted 2 where it's, like, it's relatively small and there's two main layers and, like, the bottom layer is, like, it's all water on the bottom and there's the rocket launcher in the middle and then there's a pillar in the middle that has a shotgun at the top of it. And that pillar leads up to, like, this hole in the ground.
That sounds like the one I'm describing, and...
That was in Uncharted 2.
No, I don't think so.
It was!
I don't think so,
Gabe. It was!
I don't think so, Gabe. I think that was the only... Because I played the fuck out of Uncharted 2, and that was not in it.
Going to the tape on this. I'll report back later.
Assuming we're even talking about the same level.
Yeah. We'll send links after the podcast and stuff. We'll figure this out.
Yeah.
Alright. What was your favorite part of Arkham Knight?
My favorite part of Arkham Knight?
Yeah.
Not playing.
I don't want to spoil it.
Alright, well there you go.
there's a part where everything's gone to shit, and then finally someone gets rescued, and then they're like, let's fucking do this, and then it's like cool, and it's awesome, and the music swells up, and you just fuck up a whole army of tanks. Oh, it's great. That part's good. It's the best part of the game. Hopefully you know what I'm talking about. You, like, count down together. You're like, three, and then they go two, and then one, and they go, and then doors open, and it's fucking chaos. Ah.
It's like I was there.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was, like, you know, I was talking to you guys about how, like, depressing and what a drag it is playing through that game. I'm like, I'm just tolerating it. I'm not having fun. That moment, I had a dumb smile on my face. Like, this is so fucking cool. You know, I was having a really good time. So, yeah, that was my favorite.
Why didn't you give Rey Mysterio any love when you talked about wrestling last week?
Rey Mysterio is like one of those wrestlers.
He got the short end of the stick.
Yeah, he's kind of a B-lister, or even maybe a C-lister, and it's not of his own fault. Like, he's a great talent, but he was never involved with anything super memorable for me. You know, he could do some cool acrobatics, and every time he was in the ring, he did neat stuff.
Sorry, he was can't think of any. He was in WCW for way too long.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't think of, like, any Rey Mysterio storylines.
Because it would happen when he was in WCW.
The only one I can think of is when him and Eddie Guerrero had to wrestle for Eddie Guerrero's son, like, or something. Like, they were wrestling to be his father.
I remember that. What the fuck is happening in wrestling?
The fuck is going on over there?
Yeah.
They had some really weird storylines at, like, the mid-2000s. Just odd choices.
Do they know how much trouble raising a kid sounds like? Like, why would they even do that?
Because it's their son. I don't know.
Wrestling. Am I right?
You're right. When you're right, you're right.
Was there wrestling last night or two nights ago? Something like that? Was there wrestling last night? I'm asking.
Last night?
Yeah.
What was yesterday?
I don't know.
It was in Japan on July 4th.
Oh, maybe that was it.
2:30 in the morning.
Because one of Rachel's friends tweeted that wrestling Twitter is largely dumb, and I responded and said, you didn't have to put Twitter after that. And then she just responded with slow motion winking hand gesture. All right. Fucking wrestling fans. Nerds.
I mean, yeah.
Fucking gamers.
Fun shit. Fucking idiots.
Where was I? Would you have preferred it if Arkham Knight focused more on the dual play mechanic instead of the Batmobile? Would you prefer if Arkham Knight focused more on the dual play mechanic than the Batmobile? Is that like switching between characters?
Yeah, that's switching between characters. No, I wouldn't prefer that at all, because that stuff works fine and there's nothing wrong with it, but it doesn't add anything to the game. It's basically just changing how you look, and every once in a while you can do a combo attack with the two of your characters and instantly knock somebody out. But you could do that on your own with your combo meter full anyways, so it just looks cool, and it's fun to be fighting side by side. Also, I really don't like Batman himself, so any chance to play as Robin or Nightwing or Catwoman, I'm in. Like that, I'd rather play as them, you know. So I take advantage of that.
But would you say that Batman sounds boring and uninterested in everything?
Well, that's a fact. Yes. But anyways, no, the Batmobile. You know, there was some more puzzle stuff that I, you know, was saying was good in the last episode of the podcast. But, like, there's some cool stuff where you have to attach your tow cable to the ceiling and then lower the Batmobile down a giant pit. And while you're lowering it, you're blowing up holes that Batman can't blow up himself so that he can fly into them. And there's a lot of, like, you're diving deeper and deeper, and the Batmobile's kind of there to help you out and support you. And there's, like, another thing where, there'll be a barriered off area with all these guards in there, and they all have guns, and there's these giant automatic turrets in there, and basically if you get spotted, you're fucking dead, right? And you don't have a chance of killing these guys, of wiping out these guys before the automatic turrets kill you. So you gotta figure out where the panel is to hack it. Once you hack it, like, a door opens, and then you have to, like, think about it, like, oh, the Batmobile could probably take out these fucking things. So you call the Batmobile with the remote, and it just comes busting in through the open door, and then you can just take out everyone. I don't know. There's lots of satisfying, like, creative ways to go about these scenarios. I really, really enjoy using the Batmobile as a as almost another player on the outside. You know, it's, there's some cool game design there. So I'd like to see more of that.
All right, cool. I think, like, the dual play thing sounds like it could have been really interesting if the characters all played pretty different.
Yeah, but that would be even more daunting. Like, Batman's already, like, you hold L2, and then all the face buttons do different gadget attacks, you know? Like, and then you have to, there's certain enemies where you have to hit it with your cape, and then jump on top of them, and then attack. So that's the only way to hit them without getting stunned or whatever. Like, it's already so convoluted, and if you had another character that was played totally differently, then I think it would be even worse, honestly. Mm-hmm. That game needs to be stripped down. It needs to be more simple.
Like another game in that franchise.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's what I liked about, like, again, about the Batmobile. Like, the rules never changed. It never, like, added a bunch of different functionality. It's just different creative ways to use the tools that you already know. Yeah, so just keep it simple and then show us new ways to use things, you know.
Alright. Do-do-do. How do you feel about Peter Parker's status in the new Marvel Comics universe? I don't know what it is. I don't know what Peter Parker's role, if there is any, in the Miles Morales story.
He's Spider-Man.
Spider-Man! I don't know. I think his role is just a mentor for Miles, I think. And that's fine, whatever. He's been the front runner for since Spider-Man existed. So
he's Spider-Man Uno, and the other is Spider-Man Dos.
Spider-Man.
But now Spider-Man Dos has become Spider-Man Uno. It's like Zorro. Spider-Man is like Zorro.
Mm-hmm.
Just like it.
I guess.
Anthony Banderas. For Spider-Man.
Gabe, you are correct. The fort is the map, and it was in Uncharted 2. I never played it in Uncharted 2 somehow. That's weird.
I remember it not being as good in Uncharted 2.
Alright.
He's not wrong, you know.
There was Oasis. That was a new map. That was neat.
Yeah.
Remember our favorite, Rooftop?
Oh, yeah. That map was great.
I love Rooftop.
Yeah.
Everyone hated it so much, but I thought that was probably the best one from the DLC.
Yeah. Rooftop. Was that the one
with
like,
the strafing runs from the helicopter or whatever?
You're, like, on top of a bunch of hotels and...
And they're like, there's, like, construction going on and shit?
Yeah.
Wasn't that an Uncharted? That was an Uncharted 2.
High-Rise.
Was it?
High-Rise was from Uncharted 2. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, but it was the best map. Everyone hated it so much, and I never understood why.
That is a fallacy, because the village is the best map.
I guess, so if you're dumb.
Booyah!
So, there's Graveyard, Old Quarter, Oasis, and London Streets. Those are originals.
Which one was London Streets? London Streets was bad. London Streets was really bad.
Yeah.
Why did we start talking about Uncharted maps? Like, what triggered that?
I think I was talking about
DLC, maybe.
Oh, yeah, and then Dylan mentioned the Fortune Hunters thing. Okay.
Dry Docks was another map. I never played that.
That was the submarine, wasn't it?
We've played that one.
I hate the submarine base.
Man, there's a lot of fucking maps.
Yeah, there was like a map pack or two beyond the season pass, or excuse me, the Fortune Hunter DLC. Would you install a Batmobile mod for Fallout 4?
Nope.
What?
A Batmobile mod for Fallout 4. So like, does that change cars in that? I don't think there are cars in Fallout. In Fallout 4, though.
I always found that odd because Fallout 2 had the car for the. And so I was like, why isn't there a car in 3 or 4? I don't know.
Probably not, though.
Probably because they couldn't code it. Like, they can't code ladders.
And as we discussed earlier, cars climbing ladders is the key to good game design. Mm-hmm. All right, BVS or Civil War?
What?
I'm assuming Batman versus Superman or Civil War.
I mean, V Superman.
Batman V Superman.
you know, I don't know. Actually, I'm a little over the whole Marvel thing.
There is no. Right now. Have you seen?
The and shit? I don't think I got on the train for DC other than that hilarious tornado scene.
The shots they're showing, the promo shots of that Batman movie look really bad.
Did they?
Yeah. It was the Entertainment Weekly cover or something of Batman, Wonder Woman, and Superman?
Now, those covers are always horrible.
Yeah.
Man. But yeah, Batman doesn't look good at all. But it's a lot of it is that he's completely well lit and staring straight at the camera with his stupid fucking mask.
Right, I feel like Batman those always are always stupid. A poor stupid fucking mask. Those entertainment spreads are always a really poor judge of costumes and stuff. Except for Green Lantern, it was spot on with how shit it looked.
I saw the X-Men guy that with all in full costume, Shit, what's his name? Is it Nightcrawler? Is that an X-Man? Yeah,
is an X-Man.
These covers.
Yeah, that magazine that he was in with the weird lighting and it was all shitty.
Dude, these covers always look horrendous.
Right.
Just terrible.
Really bad. Spider-Man looks fat there.
Hey, wait, what's up with his eyes there? Holy shit, I need to link this in the podcast.
Why is he so fat?
His eyes were gold in the first Amazing Spider-Man.
Love handles.
Were they that small?
Yeah, they were.
Anyways,
costume wasn't great.
Why does he look like he's got a fucking Ben Stiller body?
Seriously. Like how do they let these photos be released? You think that somebody that one I just sent is way better, but I'm just showing you the difference.
Yeah. Like I said, Entertainment Weekly is a really poor judge of costumes so far.
They make everything look bad.
I'm posting this new podcast article.
I'd be fully on the Batman versus Superman train if Ben Stiller was directing it.
Jeez.
Or not Ben Stiller, Ben Affleck.
I'd be more on the train if Ben Stiller was directing it, frankly.
If Ben Affleck was directing it, I'd be a lot more confident.
If you just take Tom Cruise's character from Tropic Thunder and then just copy-paste that for Lex Luthor, you have brilliance.
What they need to do is get the people who do that ESPN body edition to put these covers together and be like, no, that looks bad. Because I don't know if you heard the story about there was some athlete that got injured and he was supposed to be in the body issue. He got injured, couldn't work out. Now, granted, this guy is probably in infinitely better shape than any of us ever will be. He was probably all still ripped up, and they just went to his agent and said, "Nah, you can't let your client. You might not want to let your client be in this. He looks a little chubby," and he was probably still all ripped up.
Yeah, so, see, that looks really bad because the white background and Batman just doesn't mix.
The pose, Batman's like, "Hey guys, what's going on?"
And he looks like Superman looks like he's eyeing someone who he thinks just farted.
He looks like Ben in Parks and Rec when he gets the Batman suit. He's just hanging out in weird situations.
Her head looks disembodied from her neck.
Yeah,
that's weird.
And she does not look great right there either. The whole downward gaze shit is played out.
Yeah, the costume's fine. I like the costume. It's looking alright. It looks Wonder Woman.
I wish it was a little redder.
It could use some color.
Yeah.
It could definitely use some... Everything in that movie could use some color. But whatever.
Fucking Batman in there. Just...
Hey.
What the fuck did you say about me?
He's so plump. It looks like he's gonna pop.
I like it.
Bet you do.
Batman. Here's what Batman looks like after he ate 2 pounds of marshmallows.
And then we wrapped him in another 2.
Batman went to Chipotle.
Oh god, where's my phone?
He's got gas.
And then last up, do you think Telltale will ever fix or replace their engine?
God, I hope so. I saw that they were doing the Minecraft game. I was like, oh, it's a good thing that Minecraft looks like shit. So it can't be, too taxing on their engine.
I have no idea. Minecon is going on now, or it happened. So I don't know if there was any, Minecraft news from Telltale. That's just not something I'm interested at this time. But
it's
yeah,
got Telltale Oswald. I know, and I'm like, I'm not a fan of Patton Oswald.
I would like if Telltale slowed down the development and then did like better animated games, because those animations are pretty rough. I think that's like the worst part about Telltale games is just the animations are not connected well at all.
Yeah,
it's worse than Dark Souls 1.
It's really bad.
God damn it, Javi, stop linking pictures of Spider-Man.
I don't want pictures of Spider-Man.
You can get a print of this, of okay. Spider-Man hanging out with Ron Weasley and Harry Potter.
Oh, well, no.
I like Ron. Ron can't even look him in the face, Ron.
I have to save both of these so I can put them in the podcast post. Mm-hmm. So people know what the fuck we're talking about.
Why can't you look him in the eyes?
Alright, well, that's all the questions we got. So, Ryan, you can do a thing or two.
Okay. So, if you want to find us, you can go to GameOverNation.com. You can find all the podcasts, videos, you know, everything we do. It's all right there. You can find us on Facebook at Facebook.com/GameOverNation. Hit up that YouTube channel, youtube.com/GameZeroVernation. And I feel that after saying that for so long, we missed the point that it is the number zero instead of an O in over. Do not type out game the word zero, Vernation. Don't do that. And then if you want to hit us up on Twitter, it's at GameOverNation. Leave us a question, a topic. Tell us we're awesome. Tell us you hate us. Whatever. Just talk to us.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Please.
Yeah.
Talk to me. I feel like if you search Game Over Nation, it just spelled out normally, it comes up.
If you have beer suggestions, throw those our way. Mm-hmm. I'm down.
I should see if that Chucklehead still has Game Over Nation.
Oh, you a Chucklehead.
Yeah, I'm looking into that.
I'm sure he does.
See if that squatter is still there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what he's just waiting for the day he can sell that bad boy.
Yeah. It's like the guy who's got at Barack Obama.
Anyway, that's it.
Mirror's Edge is getting an art book.
Mm?
Yeah. Dark Horse. Oh, no. Dark Horse Comics.
Oh, well, is it an art book or a comic? Because
it says art book on here. Okay. But the link is busted, I guess. Here.
All right. I will squeal about this after he... finish this podcast.
Thanks for watching or listening to the show. We'll catch you guys next week. Goodbye.
Bye.